Friends, you know I love to go to Africa.
Už viete, že rád chodievam do Afriky.
Africa is the place where you can learn to pray.
Afrika je miesto, kde sa môžete naučiť modliť.
Not only in the European cars you can learn to pray.
Nie len v európskych autách sa učíte modliť.
Especially in Germany when there's no limit.
A zvlášť v Nemecku, kde nemajú obmedzenú rýchlosť.
And this is a school of prayer.
To je škola modlitby.
But in Africa, you know what is the difference in prayers in Africa and European prayers?
Viete, ako sa líši modlitba v Afrike od Európy?
Nie, neboli sme tam.
I will tell you. I listen to their prayers.
Poviem vám, ja som tie modlitby počúval.
You know, when we pray, we say, thank you, Lord, for the day you gave me.
Keď sa my modlíme, povieme, Pane, ďakujeme Ti za tento deň, ktorý si nám dal.
And thank you for the future I have.
Ďakujeme za budúcnosť, ktorú nám chystáš.
You know, the way Africans pray is different.
Afričania, ty sa modlia odlišne.
They pray like that.
Modlia sa tak.
Dear Lord,
drahý Pane,
thank you for the gift of life.
Ďakujeme Ti za dar života.
Do you know why?
Viete prečo?
Because they are not sure that they will live tomorrow.
Lebo si nemôžu byť istí, že aj zajtra budú žiť.
You know, if the average age is 30 or 40,
v krajine, kde priemerný vek je 30 alebo 40,
people in my age are dinosaurs.
Ľudia ako ja už sú dinosauri.
And they pray, they thank God for the gift of life.
Oni sú vďační Bohu za dar života.
You know, in the morning he checks, yes, I am alive.
Ráno sa človek zobudí a pozerá, ja ešte stále žijem.
Have you checked this morning whether you are alive or not?
Preverili ste sa dnes ráno, ste nažive?
Perhaps not. Europeans don't do that.
Možno ani nie, my Európania to nerobíme.
We take it for granted.
Berieme to ako samozrejme.
We come to for the breakfast.
Prídeme na raňajky.
And very often we start our prayer from breakfast.
A veľmi často začíname svoju modlitbu pri raňajkách.
Thank you for the food.
Ďakujeme za jedlo.
It guarantees my life.
Ktoré nám zabezpečuje život.
But you know, Africans are different.
Ale Afričania sú iní.
They open their eyes.
Otvoria oči.
Oh, I'm alive.
Som nažive.
Thank you for the gift of life.
Ďakujem Ti, Bože, za dar dnešného dňa.
And I think they are very biblical.
A sú veľmi biblickí.
We can learn a lot from them.
Môžeme sa od nich veľa naučiť.
When I first went to Africa, the president of CIE, which is Child Evangelism Fellowship, told me,
prezident tamojšej detskej misie mi povedal,
Česlav, you go to Africa.
Česlav, chod do Afriky.
We white people, we have inclination to show Africans how much we know.
My Európania radi ukazujeme tým Afričanom, koľko toho vieme.
And many of us, white people, go as missionaries.
A mnohí z nás bielých tam chodia ako misionári,
as teachers,
ako učitelia.
And we share our knowledge with them.
A podelíme sa s nimi o naše vedomosti.
But my friend, president, told me,
ale môj priateľ, predseda mi povedal,
don't go there as a specialist.
Nechoď tam ako nejaký odborník.
If you go there, go as a student.
Choď ako študent.
Learn from them.
Uč sa od nich.
Learn as much as you can.
Nauč sa koľko môžeš.
And I think it was a great lesson.
A myslím, že to bola veľká lekcia.
And I was learning and I'm still learning from them.
Učil som sa a stále sa od nich učím.
And some of the ideas I share comes from the countries like Africa, India.
A niektoré z tých myšlienok, ktoré sa tu zdieľam, pochádzajú z krajín ako Afrika a India.
Because we are learning not only through the books,
pretože učíme sa nielen z kníh,
but also traveling is teaching us as well.
Ale aj z našich ciest, keď chodíme, aby sme učili a učili sa.
God gave me a privilege of visiting 76 countries already.
Pán Boh mi dal tú výsadu, že už som mohol navštíviť 76 krajín.
I have never planned that in my life.
Nikdy v živote som to tak neplánoval.
You know, I was born in Auschwitz.
Narodil som sa vo Švenčíme.
My childhood was milking cows.
Moje detstvo bolo, že som dojil kravu.
And also having sheep.
A staral sa o ovce.
I never thought about going to Africa.
Nikdy som nemyslel, že pôjdem do Afriky.
But God is using me even there.
Ale Pán Boh ma používa aj tam.
But the first thing when I went there, learn from them as much as I can.
Ale to prvé, keď tam idem, je, že sa chcem učiť, koľko môžem.
Thank you for all your questions.
Ďakujem vám za všetky vaše otázky.
Thank you for the conversations.
Ďakujem za rozhovory.
They teach us a lot.
Aj z nich sa veľa učíme.
You may think I came as a teacher.
Môžete si myslieť, že som prišiel ako učiteľ.
No, the truth is you are my teachers.
Pravda je taká, že vy ste moji učitelia.
And I want to say thank you for teaching me.
Tak sa vám chcem poďakovať, že ma učíte.
Thank you for being wonderful teachers.
Ďakujem, že ste úžasní učitelia.
You know, when the Apostle Paul wrote to Thessalonians,
keď apoštol Pavol písal Tesaloničanom,
in the end of the first letter to Thessalonians, chapter 5,
na konci toho prvého listu, v 5. kapitole,
he gave an advice.
Dal im takú radu.
And in chapter 5, verse 21, he wrote, but test everything, hold fast what is good.
1. Tesaloničanom, 5. kapitola, 21. verš, tam Pavol píše,
test everything.
Všetko skúmajte, dobrého sa držte.
And this is the principle we should use in hermeneutics.
Takýto princíp by sme mali používať pri hermeneutike.
We can trust fully the Bible.
Môžeme v plnej miere dôverovať Biblii.
We can trust a little bit to hermeneutics.
Trocha môžeme dôverovať aj hermeneutike.
We have to test it.
A musíme ju skúmať.
And also I encourage you to test everything what I'm sharing with you.
A chcel by som vás pozbudiť, aby ste testovali, aby ste podrobili skúške všetko, čo vám hovorím.
This advice of the Apostle Paul has application for our ministry too.
Takže táto Pavlova rada sa vzťahuje aj na našu službu.
Test everything.
Všetko skúšajte alebo skúmajte.
Whatever we hear, whatever we read, whatever we watch.
Čo počujeme, čo čítame, čo sledujeme.
Test everything.
Všetko skúmajte.
Don't accept it because somebody, a teacher came and told you that.
Neberte to len za to, že nejaký učiteľ prišiel a vám to povedal.
But hold fast what is good.
A držte sa toho, čo je dobré.
And what is good?
A čo je dobré?
Everything what comes from the mouth of God.
Všetko, čo pochádza z Božích úst.
We spoke a lot about philosophy of hermeneutics.
Veľa sme tu hovorili o filozofii hermeneutiky.
But not so much about methodology.
Ale nie až tak veľa o metodológii.
And I think in the minutes we have now, I will try to share something about methodology.
Takže za tých niekoľko minút, ktoré teraz tu máme, chcem sa podeliť o niečo o tých metódach.
And I have 10 things to share.
A chcem sa s vami podeliť o 10 vecí.
The first one,
prvá,
the literal principle of hermeneutics.
Doslovný princíp hermeneutiky.
The first thing.
Takže to je prvá vec.
Number two.
Druhá vec.
The contextual principle of hermeneutics.
Kontextuálny princíp hermeneutiky.
I will be slow because you are writing.
Trochu spomalím, lebo vidím, že píšete.
And later I would like to explain each of them the way I understand them.
Každý z nich neskôr vysvetlím, ako som mu rozumiem.
Number three. The scripture interpret scripture.
Tretie je zásada, že písmo sa vykladá písmom.
Number four.
Štvrté.
The progressive revelation.
Progresívne alebo postupné zjavenie.
Number five.
Piatý bod.
The accommodation of God's eyes point of view to limited human mind.
Prispôsobenie Božej perspektívy alebo Božieho pohľadu obmedzenej ľudskej mysli.
Number six.
Šiestý bod.
The one interpretation intended by the divine author.
Jeden výklad alebo jedna interpretácia, ktorú mal na mysli božský autor.
Number seven.
Siedme.
The harmony of the scripture.
Harmonia písma.
Number eight.
Osmi princíp.
The genre principle.
Princíp žánru.
Number nine, grammatical principle.
9. Gramatický princíp.
And number 10, the historical background principle.
A 10, princíp historického pozadia.
This is basically what we mean by methodology.
Týchto 10 bodov zhrňa, čo myslíme tou metodológiou.
And it is something that each teacher and preacher should learn.
Toto by sa mal naučiť každý učiteľ alebo kazateľ písma.
Of course, you can teach and preach without knowing some of the principles.
Pravda, že môžete učiť alebo kázať bez toho, že by ste niektorý z týchto princípov ovládali.
And I have heard good preachers and they did not know this.
Počul som aj nejakých dobrých kazateľov, ktorí toto neovládali alebo nepoužívali.
But we aim to improve our ministry.
Ale našou túžbou je, aby sme sa zlepšovali v našej službe.
And this is the reason for those points.
Takže to je dôvod, prečo sa venujeme týmto bodom.
Let's start from the very beginning.
Takže poďme od začiatku.
The literal principle of hermeneutics.
Takže princíp doslovnosti. Prvý bod.
It means when the Bible speaks about something which is concrete.
Tým je myslené, že keď Biblia hovorí o niečom konkrétnom,
we need to explain it in the concrete way.
Tak to potrebujeme aj vyložiť konkrétnym spôsobom.
Let's take a passage of the Bible from Matthew's Gospel.
Vezmime si ako príklad oddiel z Matúšovho evanjelia,
chapter 18.
18. kapitola.
And we read from verse 1.
Čítame od prvého verša.
At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them.
V tú hodinu prišli učeníci k Ježišovi s otázkou. Kto je najväčší v nebeskom kráľovstve? On si zavolal dieťa, postavil ho do stredu medzi nich.
Friends, tell me, was a child there or not?
Povedzte mi, priatelia, bolo tamto dieťa alebo nie?
How do you understand?
Ako tomu rozumieme?
Was it a literal child?
Doslova tam bolo nejaké dieťa?
Or a young believer?
Alebo to bol obrazne pochopený nejaký mladý veriaci?
You know, the question was, who is the greatest?
Otázka zaznela, kto je najväčší?
And the Lord Jesus is not answering the question.
A Pán Ježiš neodpovedá priamo na tú otázku.
I don't know how much time passed between the verse 1 and 2.
A neviem, koľko času prešlo medzi prvým a druhým veršom.
But it could be few minutes.
Ale mohlo to byť aj niekoľko minút.
Because the question could make Jesus think.
Môže byť, že tá otázka priviedla Ježiša k zamysleniu.
I was teaching them who was the greatest during the last 3 years.
Už som ich 3 roky učil, kto je najväčší.
And now they come with the question.
Teraz sa ma to spýtajú.
Can you imagine a teacher who teaches you a subject?
Viete si predstaviť učiteľa, ktorý vás učí nejaký
predmet? For example, he teaches you for 4 days about hermeneutics.
Napríklad, že 4 dní vás učí hermeneutiku.
And in the end, when he finishes on Wednesday,
a v stredu, keď končí,
he asks the question.
Tak vám položí jednoduchú otázku.
What is hermeneutics?
Čo je to hermeneutika?
The student asks the question.
Alebo študenti sa spýtajú učiteľa.
All the time they heard about hermeneutics.
Celý čas o tom počúvajú.
And then the student comes to the teacher and he asks the question.
A potom študent príde k učiteľovi a spýta sa.
What is hermeneutics?
Čo je to tá hermeneutika?
And it was the situation.
Toto je taká situácia.
The Lord Jesus was using 3 years.
Pán Ježiš už využil 3 roky na to, aby ich učil.
Friends, this is what we know.
Toto vieme.
Yes, he was the teacher, a real teacher.
On bol skutočný učiteľ.
And the students were disciples, real people.
Jeho študenti boli učeníci, skutoční, ozajstní
ľudia.
And
they ask a real question.
A prídu k nemu s normálnou, skutočnou otázkou.
The literal principle of hermeneutics, we cannot put another meaning. They were disciples.
Tento princíp doslovnosti nám neumožní nejako moc nad tým špekulovať. Berieme to doslova. Toto boli jeho učeníci.
The Lord Jesus was the teacher.
Pán Ježiš je
učiteľ. The disciples were students.
Učeníci, to sú jeho žiaci.
And the Lord Jesus was about to answer the question.
A teraz im má odpovedať na otázku.
And we read, and calling to him a child.
A čítame si, zavolal si dieťa.
A child.
Dieťa.
A real child.
Skutočné, ozajstné dieťa.
Some people explain it's not a child.
Niektorí ľudia vysvetľujú, a to nebolo dieťa.
It's nothing to say about the children here.
Toto nemá nič dočinenia s deťmi.
No, it's not a child. It cannot be a child.
Ani to nemôže byť dieťa.
But you know, according to our hermeneutics,
ale podľa našej hermeneutiky,
we use the literal principle of hermeneutics.
Používame doslovný princíp hermeneutiky.
If it is written a child,
keď sa tu píše dieťa,
it must be a child,
tak to musí byť dieťa.
Or if it is explained that it reminds of a child or something like that, then we may think, no, it's not a child.
Ale ak by tam bola vysvetlivka, že to je myslené len obrazne, že to pripomína dieťa v niečom, tak tam máme nejakú indíciu, že to je niečo iné.
But in this case, we have real Jesus, we have real students, disciples, and we have a real child.
Ale v tomto príbehu máme skutočného Ježiša, skutočných učeníkov a skutočné dieťa.
And this is the way we understand, and this is the way we explain.
Čiže takýmto spôsobom to rozumieme a takto vysvetľujeme.
And this is the literal principle of hermeneutics.
Takže toto je princíp doslovnosti v hermeneutike.
Now we go to second point.
Potom ideme k druhému bodu.
The contextual principle of hermeneutics.
Princíp kontextu.
You know, the disciples ask the question.
Učeníci dávajú otázku.
When?
Kedy?
In the previous chapter, from verse 22, chapter 17.
V 17. kapitole od toho 22.
verse
22, verša.
As they were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were full of joy. Was it that?
Keď sa zišli v Galilei, povedal im Ježiš, syn človeka bude vydaný do rúk ľudí, zabijú ho, ale tretieho dňa bude skriesený. A oni boli nadšení. Je to tak?
No.
Nie.
They were distressed.
Boli zarmútení.
No, not distressed.
A nie, že zarmútení.
They were greatly distressed.
Boli veľmi zarmútení.
Wow. The world collapsed.
Ich svet sa otriasa v základoch.
Can you imagine? You study 3 years to be a minister of the kingdom, new kingdom of Israel.
Predstav si, že 3 roky študuješ, aby si sa vypracoval na ministra vlády nového kráľovstva.
And the main professor is telling you.
A ten hlavný profesor ti povie.
I'm going to die.
Ja zomriem.
No kingdom.
Žiadne kráľovstvo.
Because there's no kingdom if there's no king.
Lebo bez kráľa nemôže byť kráľovstvo.
And that time,
a v tom čase, v
tú
hodinu,
they come to Jesus with the question.
18. kapitola začína tými slovami. V tú hodinu prichádzajú za Ježišom s touto otázkou.
This is the context.
Toto je kontext.
When you are going to teach about this, for example, you have chosen Matthew 18 to speak.
Ak máš vyučovať toto, napríklad si zvolil Matúša 18. kapitolu,
you have to read what was said before,
tak si musíš všímať, čo bolo predtým,
and also you have to have a bigger picture why the Lord Jesus came,
a potrebuješ mať v mysli ten širší obraz, prečo vlastne Ježiš prišiel,
and it is written in Luke's Gospel chapter 19 verse 10,
napríklad v Lukášovi 19:10 sa o tom píše,
the Lord Jesus came to seek and to save,
že prišiel hľadať a spasiť.
This is the main thing.
To je tá hlavná vec.
And now he is approaching the cross.
A teraz sa približuje ku krížu.
Cross means salvation.
Kríž znamená spasenie.
And he opens his heart to his disciples.
A on otvára svoje srdce pred učeníkmi.
And they are greatly distressed.
A oni sú veľmi zarmútení.
They do not understand.
Nerozumejú.
And the Lord Jesus makes them to ask the question.
Pán Ježiš ich privedie k tomu, že kladú takúto otázku.
I think the Lord directs our questions too.
Verím, že Pán riadi a smeruje aj naše otázky.
And some of them, I don't know how they ask this question. I don't know. Because it's very interesting the grammatic which is used here.
Je tu použitá taká zaujímavá gramatika.
It is plural.
Je to v množnom čísle.
You know, we will be speaking about grammatical approach.
Neskôr budeme hovoriť o tom gramatickom prístupe.
And here we read in chapter 18 verse 1.
Tu čítame v 18. kapitole 1. verši.
At that time.
V tú hodinu.
It means after they collapsed.
To znamená potom, ako zažili tento myšlienkový otras.
Yes. at that time.
V tom čase.
The disciples, is it singular or plural?
Prišli učeníci, máte tam množné číslo alebo jednotné?
The disciples.
Učeníci.
It could mean that all of them came.
Možno, že prišli všetci.
Saying.
A hovoria.
And I don't know what your imagination say.
Neviem, ako si to vy predstavujete.
How was it possible that 12 of them were saying the same thing?
Ako je možné, že 12 hovoria to isté?
Like a choir.
Ako nejaký spevokol, ako to skandujú.
My imagination says that all of them thought like that.
Ja si to predstavujem takto, že všetci na to mysleli.
And perhaps they have chosen one to express it.
A možno, že jedného si vybrali, aby tú otázku položil.
Maybe it was like that.
Like the discussion before
this. But the Bible says they were saying. The disciples came, not disciple, but disciples.
Ale čítame si, že učeníci v množnom čísle prišli, nie iba jeden z nich.
They came saying.
Prišli a pýtali sa.
There could be another explanation that Jesus met with each of them.
Dá sa to vysvetliť aj ináč, že sa Ježiš stretol s každým z nich.
And each of them asked the same questions.
Každý dáva tú istú otázku.
It means 12 times.
To znamená 12 krát sa to zopakuje.
Who's the greatest, who's the greatest, who's the greatest, who's the greatest?
To je najväčší.
Maybe.
Možno.
We do not have the full answer to that.
Tu to nie je plne zodpovedané.
It could be that one of them, for example Peter.
Môže byť, že jeden z nich, napríklad Peter,
he was always the first to speak.
Ktorý vždy veľmi pohotovo hovorí.
And perhaps he asked the question.
Možno, že on dáva tú otázku.
And the others wanted to ask the question.
A ostatní sa chceli spýtať to isté.
They were ready.
Boli pripravení, otázku mali.
But Peter always was the first.
Ale Peter bol vždy prvý.
I wanted to ask this question.
A ja som sa to chcel spýtať.
Peter, you are always the first.
Peter sa stále predbehol.
And then he asked the question.
Takže on položil otázku.
But all of them listen to the answer.
Ale všetci čakajú na odpoveď.
It could be John.
Možno who asked the question.
You know, John is the apostle whom Jesus loved in a special way.
Ján je učeník, ktorého Ježiš miluje zvláštnym spôsobom.
And perhaps he even told the disciples, let me ask this question.
Možno, že on si tam vybavil učeníka a hovorí, viete čo, ja sa ho
pýtam.
Kto je najväčší?
Or perhaps it was Judas.
Alebo možno, že to bol Judas.
You know, Judas was taking care of money.
To je ten, čo sa staral o peniaze.
Even today we have people who think if you have money, you are the leader.
A dnes máme ľudí, ktorí to berú tak, že kto drží peniaze, kto drží kasu, ten je šéf.
Politicians think like that.
Politici rozmýšľajú takto.
And Judas was a good politician.
Judas bol dobrý politik.
Finally, we know that his politics did not do well with him.
Vieme, že s jeho politikou to nakoniec dobre nedopadlo.
Whoever asked the question.
Ale niekto otázku položil ktokoľvek.
Whatever way it was asked.
Akýmkoľvek spôsobom bola položená.
The question was, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
Otázka bola, kto je najlepší v Božom kráľovstve, najväčší v Božom kráľovstve.
What do you think? What answer did they expect?
Čo si myslíte, akú odpoveď čakali?
Ti, ktorí byli vierni, že oni budú vynagrodení.
You're right, Jarek. I think Peter could think about himself.
Peter si mohol pomyslieť na seba.
Peter, he was the talker, the spokesman.
To bol ten ich hovorca.
And he expected the Lord Jesus to say.
A čakal, že pán Ježiš povie.
Peter.
You have the gift of speaking.
Máš dar hovorenia.
You are a real leader.
Si skutočný vodca.
You are the pope.
Si pápež.
Listen, all of you listen.
Všetci ho počúvajte.
Peter is the pope.
Peter je pápež.
Now some people explain the scripture this way.
Niektorí ľudia vykladajú písmo takýmto spôsobom.
But the Lord Jesus did not say that.
Pán Ježiš to tak nepovedal.
Maybe John expected that.
Možno, že Ján to očakával.
Maybe Judas even.
Možno, že Judas.
I know a story from one country.
Poznám príbeh z jednej krajiny.
Where a missionary from Brethren started a church.
Kde jeden misionár z bratských zborov začal cirkev.
They were evangelizing people.
Evangelizovali ľudí.
And there was a church of few hundred people.
Zbor narastol na pár stovák.
Wonderful.
Úžasné.
But there were no leaders.
Ale nebolo medzi nimi vodcov.
The missionary was like a leader.
Misionár bol ich vodcom.
He was the leader, the preacher and the elder.
On bol vodcom, kazateľom, učiteľom.
When people had a question, they went to him.
Ak ľudia mali otázku, prišli za ním.
Finally, missionaries know all the answers.
No, veď misionári, to sú tí, čo majú
všetky odpovede. Sometimes they create such a atmosphere.
Niekedy vytvárajú takúto atmosféru.
It is not always true.
Nie vždy je to pravda.
But some people think that they are specialists.
Ale niektorí ľudia sa takto považujú za špecialistov.
And then after some years, the missionary had to go home.
Potom po niekoľkých rokoch sa misionár musel vrátiť domov.
And this missionary thought, oh, how can I go home if this church has no elders?
A začal rozmýšľať o tomto, no ako pôjdem domov, keď v tomto zbore nemajú starších?
And how to elect elders?
Ako im vyvolím starších?
The church exists already several years.
Tá cirkev tu už je niekoľko rokov.
But we do not have local elders.
Ale nemáme tu miestnych starších.
Oh, I did something wrong.
A niečo som nezvládol.
Now I have to repair this.
Treba to rýchlo napraviť.
And he organized a meeting of all brothers.
Tak zorganizoval stretnutie všetkých bratov.
And then he's got the idea, such an idea.
A dostal taký nápad.
That he will ask each of them about their opinion.
Že sa každého z nich opýta na jeho názor.
They were not able to write yet.
Ešte nevedeli ani písať.
But they were to whisper the name of the one they think should be an elder.
Ale mali zašepkať meno toho, o kom si mysleli, že bude starší, že má byť starším.
And he was about to listen to the name of the supposed elder.
A on bude pozorne počúvať, že ktoré meno z toho domneného staršieho tam zaznie.
And he moved from one to another.
Išiel od jedného k druhému.
And there were about 20-25.
Boli tam nejakých 20 či 25
bratov. Who had qualifications?
Ktorí mali nejakú kvalifikáciu.
And can you imagine they all gave the same name?
A viete si predstaviť, že všetci z nich
what a wonderful
povedali
unity in the church.
To isté meno. Aká úžasná jednota.
And the name was
a to meno bolo
me.
Ja.
Me. I am the elder.
Ja som tu starší.
Unity.
Jednota.
Sometimes we have unity like that in the brethren assemblies.
Niekedy máme takúto jednomyselnosť v bratských zboroch.
I think this missionary had to stay in the church a little bit longer.
Myslím, že ten misionár tam musel zostať ešte nejaký čas.
It was the problem of the disciples.
A učeníci majú takýto problém.
And perhaps we have the same problems today.
A možno aj my máme taký problém dnes.
And then the Lord Jesus pauses. Pauza.
Pán Ježiš si dal krátku pauzu.
And as I told you, I think that there are some minutes.
Ja si myslím, že to trvalo niekoľko minút.
And the disciples are waiting for the answer.
A učeníci čakajú na odpoveď.
Now, the answer. It's the most important time in our lives.
Toto je tá najdôležitejšia chvíľa v našich životoch.
The Lord will appoint our leader.
Pán tu určí vodcu medzi nami.
Now we will know whom we should listen to.
Teraz už budeme vedieť, koho máme počúvať.
For sure it is me.
A určite to budem ja.
And the Lord Jesus invites a boy.
A Pán Ježiš zavolá chlapca.
A boy?
Chlapca?
Did we ask about a boy?
Pýtali sme sa na chlapca.
You know, it's not written about the boy.
Ja viete, tam sa nepíše, že chlapca.
It's written here about a child.
Nie, tam sa hovorí, že zavolá.
But this is my interpretation.
To už je môj výklad.
Do you know why?
Viete prečo?
No, it cannot be a girl.
Nemohlo to byť dievča.
You know, 13 men and one girl.
13 mužov a jedno dievča.
In heaven you will know that it was a boy.
Keď budete v nebi, uvidíte, že to bol chlapec.
But if it was a girl,
ale ak to aj bolo dievča,
I will say sorry.
Poviem, no, mrzí ma.
Okay.
V poriadku.
If it was a girl, it was a special girl.
Ak to bolo dievča, tak to bolo výnimočné dievča.
Prepared by the Lord Jesus.
Vybrané Pánom Ježišom.
To be an object lesson.
Aby sa stalo názornou ukážkou.
But still I believe it was a boy. It must be a boy.
Ja aj tak verím, že to bol chlapec.
I am a boy and it must be a boy.
Ja som chlapec, tak to musel byť chlapec.
If I was a girl, perhaps if I was a woman, perhaps I would say it was a girl.
Keby som bol žena, možno by som si myslel.
If my wife was teaching here, perhaps.
Keby tu moja žena učila,
she would tell you for sure it was a girl. For sure it was a guy.
I look at her.
Yeah, no. Okay. And calling to him a child.
Zavolal si dieťa.
He put him in the midst of them.
Postavil ho doprostred.
And you have to imagine the situation.
Predstavte si tú situáciu.
A little child inside.
Malé dieťa.
The
uprostred.
Teacher. And the disciples.
A sú tam učeníci.
And they look at the child.
A všetci pozerajú na to dieťa.
They still remember their question.
Ešte stále pamätajú na tú svoju.
What was their question?
Aká bola otázka?
Was it the question, Lord, show us how to evangelize children?
Pane, ukáž nám, ako máme evangelizovať deťom.
Was it the question?
Bola taká otázka?
Or was there a question, show us how we should serve you?
Alebo ukáž nám, ako ti máme slúžiť?
No.
Nie.
Their question was very clear.
Oni sa spýtali celkom jasne.
Who is not great?
Kto je ani nie veľký?
But who is the greatest?
Ale kto je najväčší?
This is grammatic.
To je gramatika.
And you have to consider this.
No to musíte tiež pamätať.
They do not ask the question, who is the lowest?
Nepýtajú sa, kto je najmenší,
no, najnižší. They do not want to be the lowest.
Žiaden z nich nechce byť najnižší.
They do not ask the question, who is tall?
Nepýtali sa ani, kto je rovný.
Who is the great? No.
Kto je veľký? Nie.
Who is the greatest?
Kto je najväčší?
Do you see the grammatic here?
Vidíte tam tú gramatiku?
And this is our methodology.
Toto je naša metodológia.
And we discover that.
Toto objavujeme.
They wanted to know who is the greatest.
Chceli vedieť, kto je najväčší.
The Lord Jesus was teaching them who is the greatest already.
Pán Ježiš ich už dovtedy učil, kto je najväčší.
Did they not understand the grammatics?
Nerozumeli gramatike?
I think they did.
Ja myslím, že rozumeli.
But they wanted to manipulate Jesus.
Ale chceli Ježiša manipulovať.
But the Lord Jesus is God.
Ale Pán Ježiš je Boh.
And he does not allow to manipulate himself.
A on sa manipulovať nedá.
And he invited a child.
Takže zavolal dieťa.
I think that the Lord has prepared this boy.
Myslím, že Pán si pripravil tohto chlapca.
And this boy became a model.
A tento chlapec sa stal vzorom, stal sa ukážkou.
A model?
Vzorom?
Yes. You can see from the verses here.
Vidíte to z týchto veršov.
And then in verse 3,
a potom v treťom verši,
he began to speak.
Povedal.
There was a silence.
Bolo chvíľu ticho.
A boy came.
Prišiel ten chlapec.
And then the Lord Jesus began to speak.
A potom Pán Ježiš začal hovoriť.
I can imagine disciples like that.
A vie si predstaviť učeníkov s nastraženými
rukami. I say to you.
Amen, hovorím vám.
And Peter heard his name already.
A Peter už počuje svoje meno.
And the others.
A tí ostatní.
But the Lord Jesus is saying.
Ale Pán Ježiš hovorí.
Unless you turn and become like children. Like children.
Ak sa neobrátite a nebudete ako deti.
You will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Nikdy nevojdete do nebeského kráľovstva.
Do you see the way the Lord Jesus solves the problem?
Vidíte, akým spôsobom Pán Ježiš rieši problémy?
You have a question, who is the greatest?
Ty máš otázku, kto je najväčší?
I also have a question.
Ja tiež mám otázku.
And my question is.
A moja otázka je.
If you ask questions like that,
že keď máš takéto otázky,
you are not ready for the kingdom of heaven.
Tak nie si pripravený na Božie kráľovstvo.
Are you?
Alebo hej?
If you are led by the question, who is the greatest?
Ak ťa vedie táto otázka, kto je najväčší?
It means you do not belong to this kingdom.
To znamená, že ani nepatríš k tomuto kráľovstvu.
In this kingdom, we do not ask the question, who is the greatest.
V tomto kráľovstve nedávame takéto otázky, že kto je najväčší.
In the kingdom we know that the greatest is the king.
V kráľovstve je jasné, že najväčší je kráľ.
And this is why the Lord Jesus said.
A preto Pán Ježiš povedal.
Unless you turn and become like little children.
Ak sa neobrátite a nebudete ako deti.
And friends, it was the reason why the Lord Jesus has invited this child.
A to je dôvod, prečo Pán Ježiš to dieťa zavolal.
And in the verses from 1 to 4 we have a child as a model.
Takže v týchto štyroch veršoch tu stojí to dieťa ako vzor.
Why?
Prečo?
Because disciples needed a good example.
Pretože učeníci potrebovali dobrý príklad.
What is a child?
Čo je dieťa?
A child is a person.
Dieťa je človek,
who has nothing of his own,
ktorý nemá nič svoje vlastné.
Everything what a child has,
všetko čo dieťa má,
was given to him,
mu bolo dané.
And the child understands what does it mean grace.
Dieťa rozumie, čo je to milosť.
Does it mean what is a gift?
Rozumie, čo je dar.
When the child eats a breakfast,
keď dieťa je raňajky,
it's a gift from mother.
Je to dar od jeho mami.
And then the father comes,
príde otec,
and he says, I was working for this breakfast.
Môže povedať, ja som sa narobil, aby sme mali tieto
raňajky. Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Dad.
Ďakujem, otec.
Everything what the child has,
všetko, čo dieťa má,
it comes from the parents.
Pochádza od rodičov.
And also the child is trustful.
Dieťa je dôverčivé.
A child is listening.
Dieťa počúva.
Acceptance leadership.
Príjma vedenie druhých.
A child is humble.
Dieťa je pokorné.
And we may think about many other qualities of a child.
Vieme si predstaviť mnohé ďalšie kvality, vlastnosti.
It's easy for a child to understand the term grace.
Dieťa môže ľahko porozumieť, čo je to milosť.
For adults it is more difficult.
Pre dospelých je to ťažšie.
Because the adults want to work.
Pretože dospelí pracujú.
And this is why we have so many systems where you get salvation because you work hard.
A preto máme toľko rôznych systémov, kde sa k spáse dopracujete.
But took a child,
ale Pán Ježiš zobral dieťa,
and he taught two conditions for entering into the kingdom of heaven.
A hovorí o dvoch podmienkach, ako vojsť do Božieho kráľovstva.
What are those conditions?
Aké sú tie podmienky?
In verse 3.
V treťom verši.
Turn and become like children.
Obrátiť sa a stať sa ako dieťa.
And these are the words of the Lord Jesus.
Toto sú slova Pána Ježiša.
It means like saying, turn from your sin.
Ako keby povedal, obráť sa od svojho
hriechu. Become like this child.
A staň sa ako toto dieťa.
And this is imperative.
Je to v imperatíve.
Again, grammatic.
Znova gramatika.
You have to do it.
Musíš to urobiť.
It means if you don't do it,
ak to neurobíš,
you are not in the kingdom of heaven.
Nie si v Božom kráľovstve.
What adults have to do in order to come into the kingdom of heaven?
Čo musia urobiť dospelí, aby mohli vojsť do kráľovstva nebiesk?
Two things.
Dve veci.
Every adult,
každý dospelý,
has to do two things.
Musí urobiť dve veci.
According to verse 3.
Podľa tretieho verša.
It is what the Lord Jesus said.
Pán Ježiš to povedal.
Turn.
Obrátiť sa.
And this is a word metanoia.
To je, tam je slovo metanoia.
It means go away from sin.
To znamená rozísť sa s hriechom.
It is repent.
Prekladá sa to ako kajať sa, urobiť pokánie.
Yes, and then become like a child.
A stať sa ako dieťa.
Friends, the Lord Jesus used the example of a child to show a lesson.
Pán Ježiš použil príklad dieťaťa, aby nás naučil lekciu.
This is the context.
Toto je kontext.
And we should not see somebody else. There's Jesus, there are disciples, and there's a child.
Nemali by sme v tom príbehu vidieť niekoho iného. Je tu Ježiš, sú tu učeníci, je tu dieťa.
And verses 1 to 4, they speak about the child as a model to follow.
A tie prvé 4 verše hovoria o dieťati ako vzor, ktorý máme nasledovať.
But from verse 5, according to our hermeneutics,
ale od 5. verša ďalej, podľa našej hermeneutiky,
there's a little change.
Niečo sa tam mení.
What is the change?
Čo sa tam mení?
A child is not a model anymore.
Už tam nie je toto dieťa ako vzor.
Who receives one such child in my name receives me.
A kto by prijal jedno takéto dieťa v mojom mene, mňa prijíma.
The Lord Jesus is speaking to the disciples about receiving children.
Pán Ježiš hovorí učeníkom o prijímaní detí.
Yes. First of all, he spoke about repentance and becoming like a child.
Najprv hovoril o pokání a o tom, že sa máme stať ako dieťa.
And these are the first 4 verses.
To sú tie prvé 4 verše.
And we have to discover this.
Potrebujeme to tam objaviť.
And this is through hermeneutics.
Vďaka hermeneutike.
Because of the grammar used here.
s tým, že si všímame gramatiku, aká tam je použitá.
And also I believe because of illumination.
A tiež vďaka osvieteniu Svätým Duchom.
You know, when we speak about the word of God, we should consider five terms.
Keď hovoríme o Božom slove, mali by sme si uvedomovať alebo zvažovať 5 pojmov.
Revelation,
zjavenie,
inspiration,
inšpirácia,
illumination,
iluminácia alebo osvietenie, hermeneutika,
and application.
A aplikácia.
I will repeat them.
Môžem ich zopakovať.
They are very important.
Sú veľmi dôležité.
For people who want to explain the word of God.
Pre ľudí, ktorí chcú vysvetľovať Božie slovo.
These are basic hermeneutical expressions.
Toto sú základné hermeneutické pojmy.
Revelation.
Zjavenie.
Why revelation is so important?
Prečo je zjavenie také dôležité?
Revelation, this is the word from God.
Zjavenie, to je slovo od Boha.
And this is without any discussion.
A o tom nie je diskusia.
We believe God has spoken.
My veríme, že Boh prehovoril.
And he has revealed his word.
A zjavil svoje slovo.
Moses did not write what his professors taught him in Egypt.
Mojžiš nezapísal do svojich kníh to, čo ho naučili profesori v Egypte.
The apostle Paul did not write what he has learned from the master Gamaliel.
Apoštol Pavol nepísal to, čo sa naučil od majstra Gamaliela.
No, even if he used quotes from other people,
aj keď citoval iných ľudí,
it was a revelation from God.
Bolo to zjavenie od Boha.
God has revealed himself.
Boh sa zjavil.
If God never revealed this truth to people,
ak by Boh nikdy toto nezjavil ľuďom,
we would know nothing about who we are.
Nevedeli by sme nič o tom, kto sme.
We would know nothing about who God is.
Nevedeli by sme nič o tom, kto je Boh.
We would know nothing about our past.
Nevedeli by sme nič o našej minulosti.
Nothing.
Nič.
We would know nothing about the future.
Nevedeli by sme nič o budúcnosti.
In fact, we would know nothing.
Nevedeli by sme nič.
But revelation is so important for us.
Ale zjavenie je pre nás také dôležité.
Because of it we know what we should know.
Vďaka nemu vieme to, čo máme vedieť.
And this is the first thing.
Takže to je prvá vec.
Revelation.
Zjavenie.
And revelation comes from God.
Zjavenie pochádza od Boha.
It was not from human mind.
Nie z ľudskej mysle.
It's not a human project.
Nie je to ľudský projekt.
Or it is not a human construct.
Ani ľudská konštrukcia.
No. It is God.
Je to Božie.
God speaking.
Boh hovorí.
God showing himself.
Boh, ktorý sa ukazuje.
The other term is inspiration.
Ten druhý pojem je inšpirácia.
Inspiration is the method God has chosen to reveal himself.
Inšpirácia je metóda, ktorú si Boh zvolil, aby sa zjavil.
An inspiration basically thinks blowing.
Doslova, slovo inšpirácia znamená vdýchnutie.
This is the way the Bible presents how the word came to us.
Týmto spôsobom Biblia ukazuje, ako Božie slovo prišlo k nám.
God has inspired Bible writers.
Boh inšpiroval, Boh vnúkol autorov Biblie.
God told them to write something.
Boh im povedal, aby niečo napísali.
And God told them to reject something.
A povedal im, čo majú odmietnúť.
And they have written what it should be written.
A napísali to, čo malo byť napísané.
And we believe that whole scripture is inspired by God.
A tak veríme, že celé písmo je Bohom vdýchnuté.
God decided to reveal himself.
Boh sa rozhodol zjaviť.
And he has accepted his methodology.
A použil túto metódu.
And the methodology was inspiration.
A tou metódou bola inšpirácia.
The next term is illumination.
Ďalším pojmom je iluminácia.
Illumination.
Iluminácia alebo osvietenie.
Yes, we have to do with illumination with the things that they were forgotten.
To má dočinenia s vecami, ktoré boli zakryté alebo zabudnuté.
Take Dr. Martin Luther.
Zoberte si takého doktora Martina Lutera.
When he started the Reformation movement,
keď on začal to reformačné hnutie,
he came with five mottos.
Prišiel s takým petorakým motom.
And perhaps you know those mottos.
Snáď ste to už počuli.
Sola Scriptura.
Sola Scriptura.
Sola Gratia.
Sola Gratia.
sola fide.
Ja prekladam len z angličtiny, z latinčiny.
Sola fide, sola scriptura, soli Deo gloria, and
Solus Christus.
Solus Christus. Fine. And it was very important to him.
Pre neho to bolo veľmi dôležité.
Five solas.
5 krát sola, 5 krát jedine.
Was it a revelation?
Bolo to zjavenie?
No.
Nie.
No. It was forgotten.
Bolo to iba dlho zabudnuté.
We are saved by grace.
Sme spasení milosťou.
Sola gratia.
Jedine milosťou.
But which way?
Ale akým spôsobom?
Sola fide.
Sola fide, jedine vierou.
Through grace. By faith, through grace. Yeah.
Milosťou skrze vieru.
Yeah, yeah. And then it is on the basis of on the scripture.
Na základe písma.
And we concentrate on the Lord Jesus.
A sústredujeme sa pritom jedine na Krista.
And these are the teachings taken from Revelation.
Takže toto je učenie, to je náuka, ktorá vychádza zo zjavenia.
But the Holy Spirit worked in the life of Martin Luther.
Svätý Duch zapôsobil v živote Martina Lutera.
But it was not the work of inspiration, no.
Ale nebolo to dielo inšpirácie.
It was the work of illumination.
Bolo to dielo iluminácie. Odkryl, osvietil mu nejaké skutočnosti.
Yes. Dr. Martin Luther read Romans.
Martin Luther čítal list Rímanom.
And Galatians.
A Galatianom.
Wow.
Tam máš Matúša.
We don't believe like that. Yeah, I know. We don't believe like that.
Aha, veď, u nás takto tomu neveríme.
What we have done?
Čo sme to urobili?
We have forgotten.
Na niečo dôležité sme zabudli.
Salvation by grace.
Spasenie z milosti.
Through faith.
Vierou.
In the Lord Jesus alone.
Jedine v Pánu Ježišu.
It is what the Bible teaches.
To nás učí Biblia.
Oh, we made a mistake.
Veď sme sa pomýlili.
Who illuminated?
Kto to osvietil?
Dr. Martin Luther. Who?
Kto Martina Lutera takto osvietil?
The Holy Spirit.
Svätý Duch.
It was his work.
Bolo to jeho dielo.
But nobody can say that Luther has brought new teaching.
Ale nemôžeme povedať, že Luther priniesol nejaké nové učenie.
It was the teaching of the apostle.
To bolo predsa učenie apoštolov.
For example, salvation from the Lord.
Napríklad, že spasenie je Božie dielo.
It is a teaching from the stomach of the fish.
Toto je učenie z brucha ryby.
Yes. Yes. There was a prophet who was swallowed by a big fish.
Bol jeden taký prorok, čo ho zhltla veľká ryba.
You know his name.
Poznáte jeho meno?
Jonah.
Jonáš.
And Jonah spent 3 days of the Bible school in the stomach of the big fish.
A Jonáš absolvoval trojdňovú biblickú školu v bruchu tej ryby.
And it was a very good Bible school.
Veľmi dobrá biblická škola.
God has prepared everything.
Pán Boh to všetko pripravil.
He was to go to Nineveh.
Mal ísť do Ninive.
But he bought a ticket.
A kúpil si cestovný list.
And what was written on the ticket?
Čo mal na karte?
Somebody could ask him a question. Jonah, where are you going?
Jonáš, kam cestuješ?
By the way, I was to go to Nineveh.
No, mal som ísť do Ninive.
But you know, in Nineveh is such a big city.
A viete, to je také veľké mesto.
And I do not like Nineveh.
Ninive neľúbim.
I do not know what God would like to do with me in Nineveh.
A neviem, na čo by som Pánu Bohu v tom meste bol.
And I have heard about Tarshish.
Počul som niečo o Tarshish.
I never been in Tarshish.
A som nikdy nebol.
And it will be wonderful sightseeing.
To bude pekná obhliadka mesta.
And he went on the boat.
Takže nastúpil na loď.
And you know what happened.
A viete, čo sa stalo.
And God has God prepared a big fish.
Pán Boh tam nachystal veľkú rybu.
And he told the fish.
A povedal rybe.
Fish.
Ryba.
Now, Jonah, my prophet, will be thrown to the sea.
Teraz hodia do mora Jonáša, to je môj prorok.
Don't make a mistake.
Nepopleť to.
Open your mouth very wide.
Musíš otvoriť hubu veľmi na široko.
And swallow him.
A prehltnúť ho.
But be careful, don't digest him.
Ale pozor, netráv ho.
No, I have a plan for him.
Mám s ním ešte nejaké plány.
What was the plan?
Aký bol plán?
Jonah was in the Bible school.
Jonáš tam bol v biblickej škole.
And he was learning.
A tam sa učil.
To trust God.
Dôverovať Bohu.
He could not trust other prophets.
Nemohol dôverovať iným prorokom.
He could not trust Judaism.
Nemohol dôverovať judaizmu.
He could not trust the fish.
Nemohol dôverovať ani rybe.
No, he could not speak to the fish.
Nedalo sa s ňou zhovárať.
The only person he could speak was God.
Jediný, s kým mohol hovoriť, bol Boh.
And he expressed, salvation is from the Lord.
A tam z tej ryby sa modlí a vyjadruje, spása je od Hospodina.
And then God invited the fish.
Potom Pán Boh zavolal tú rybu.
What should I do? Should I swallow another prophet?
Čo potrebuješ, Pane Bože, ďalšieho proroka?
No. Now I want you to vomit this prophet.
Teraz chcem, aby si ho vyložila.
And there's a word, vomit.
A je tam slovo, vyvrátila ho.
Yeah. Fish, vomit him.
Ryba, vyvráť ho.
And then he was ready to go to Nineveh.
No a bol pripravený ísť do Nineveh.
And he's got the lesson.
Dostal príučku.
And it was the revelation.
Bolo to zjavenie
to Jonah.
Dané Jonášovi.
And then the apostle Paul was teaching about that.
A apoštol Pavol neskôr o tomto vyučoval.
Salvation only from the Lord.
Spása je jedine od Hospodina.
The apostle Peter Acts 4:12.
Apoštol Peter v skutkoch 4:12.
There's no other name given to people under the sun.
Nebolo dané ľuďom žiadne iné meno,
through which we could be saved.
Skrze ktoré máme byť spasení.
Solus Christus.
Jedine Kristus.
When Paul wrote to Timothy,
keď Pavol písal Timotejovi,
only one God and only one mediator.
Píše, že jeden Boh a jeden prostredník.
Friends, these people wrote by revelation.
Títo ľudia písali na základe zjavenia.
But Dr. Luther,
ale Dr. Luther,
by illumination.
Vďaka iluminácii.
He took the Bible.
Zobral Bibliu.
The written word of God.
Písané Božie slovo.
And he read about Jonah.
A čítal o Jonášovi.
Salvation from the Lord.
Aha, spása je od Hospodina.
I don't need to go to the stomach of the fish, no.
Na to už nemusím ísť ani rybe do brucha.
I know it.
Už to viem.
From the Bible.
Z Biblie.
Yes. And when I open the Acts of the Apostles,
keď otvorím Skutky apoštolov,
and I hear the preaching of the apostle Peter,
a počujem kázanie apoštola Petra,
I know how salvation comes.
Tak už viem, odkiaľ pochádza spasenie.
And again, I listen to the apostle Paul.
A neskôr, keď počúvam
only one mediator.
Len jeden
prostredník. I know.
Tak viem.
Wonderful.
Úžasný.
And he started to write about that.
A začne o tom písať.
And it was the beginning of the reformation movement.
Takto sa začalo reformačné hnutie.
Not through revelation.
Nie cez zjavenie.
But through illumination.
Ale cez osvietenie.
What is the difference between revelation and illumination?
Aký je rozdiel teda medzi zjavením a osvietením?
Is there any difference?
Vidíte tam rozdiel?
Of course there is.
Pravda, že?
What?
Čo to je?
Exactly.
Zjavenie, yeah. Keď sa odhalí niečo nové.
When we go to the church, or when we go to the people outside the church,
keď ideme do zboru, alebo k ľuďom mimo zboru,
do we go with our revelation, or with the illumination?
Ideme k ním s našim zjavením alebo s tou ilumináciou.
Yes, illumination. But very often, brothers and sisters, even not with illumination.
Ale často, bratia a sestry, nie, ani nie s tým osvietením, s ilumináciou.
Because God gave it to other people perhaps.
Lebo to už Boh možno dal iným ľuďom.
For example, the principles of the local assembly.
Napríklad princípy miestneho zboru.
There were some men in 1830.
Bol nejaký človek v roku 1830.
And God has shown to them how the local church should function.
A Pán Boh mu ukázal, ako by mal fungovať miestny zbor.
The center of the local church should be the Lord Jesus.
V centre miestneho zboru by mal byť Pán Ježiš.
Not the priest.
Nie kňaz.
Not the pastor.
Nie pastor.
Not ambona, the pulpit.
Nie kazateľnica.
But there should be the Lord Jesus.
Ale by tam mal byť Pán Ježiš.
And it is presented by the symbol of the Lord's Supper.
A nám ho predstavuje alebo približuje ten symbol Večere Pánovej.
Where did they bring this idea from?
Odkiaľ túto myšlienku nabrali?
Did they invent this?
Vymysleli to?
No.
Nie.
It was through illumination.
Bolo to osvietením.
They were comparing different texts of the Bible.
Porovnávali rôzne texty písma.
And I believe that the Holy Spirit was working in their minds.
A verím, že Svätý Duch pôsobil v ich mysliach.
And they came to conclusion when we meet together.
A prišli k tomuto záveru, že keď sa my stretávame.
We do not meet in the name of our denomination.
Nestretávame sa v mene našej denominácie.
We do not meet for a priest.
Nestretávame sa kvôli kňazovi.
We do not meet to offer a mass.
Nestretávame sa preto, aby sme obetovali
priamši. But we come to commemorate the death of our Savior.
Ale prichádzame si pripomínať smrť nášho spasiteľa.
And this is one of the truths which was illuminated to our forefathers.
Toto je jedna z práv, ktorá bola osvietená našim predchodcom.
And we continue in that.
A my v tom pokračujeme.
It was illuminated to them.
Bolo to dané ako osvietenie pre nich.
Friends, it was like that. It was revealed to the apostle Paul.
Zjavené to bolo apoštolovi Pavlovi.
It was him who wrote 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
On napísal 1. Korintianom 11. kapitolu.
Yes. And then the Holy Spirit inspired this writing.
A Svätý Duch inšpiroval to jeho písanie.
And then it was forgotten.
Potom to bolo zabudnuté.
People came to the church.
Ľudia chodili do kostola.
To offer an offering.
Aby obetovali.
And very often today people think like that.
A dodnes mnohí takto rozmýšľajú.
Why do we come to the church?
Prečo chodíme do kostola?
Because of Jesus.
Kvôli Ježišovi.
He's the center of the church.
On je centrom cirkvi.
And the central point of the church is him, his person.
Stredobodom zboru je on, jeho osoba.
He is the head, he is the center.
On je hlava alebo centrum.
And we are the priests.
A my sme všetci kňazi.
All of us.
My všetci.
And it was the leaders of our movement, they were illuminated.
Takže takto boli vodcovia nášho hnutia osvietení.
And then the next word is hermeneutics.
To ďalšie slovo je hermeneutika.
And this is what has application to us.
Toto sa vzťahuje na nás.
We need to work hard.
Potrebujeme tvrdo pracovať.
To find the meaning.
Aby sme našli zmysel.
And this is why I have taken Matthew 18.
Preto som zobral Matúša 18.
You know, this is the revealed word of God.
Toto je zjavené Božie slovo.
It was inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Inšpirované Svätým Duchom.
And now we ask the question, what meaning does it have for me?
A pýtame sa, aký to má zmysel pre mňa.
It had a meaning for the apostles.
Malo to nejaký zmysel pre apoštolov?
Of course, because they asked the question.
Určite, že áno, oni dali tú otázku a dostali odpoveď.
But very often we have the same kind of questions.
Ale my mávame tiež často podobné otázky.
We come to the church.
Prichádzame do zboru.
And instead of serving, we ask the question, who is the greatest?
A namiesto toho, aby sme slúžili, sa pýtame, kto je tu šéf, kto je najväčší.
Sometimes we do not express this question.
Niekedy to otvorene nepovieme.
But we think like that.
Ale rozmýšľame tak.
And what the Lord Jesus does?
A čo robí Pán Ježiš?
He provides children.
Prinesie dieťa.
There are plenty of children.
My tu máme deti dosť.
There's a child there.
Jedno tam leží.
And we look at the child.
Pozrieme sa na dieťa.
And the Lord Jesus is saying.
A Pán Ježiš nám hovorí.
Look at him.
Pozrite sa naňho.
And turn.
Obráťte
and become
sa.
Like him.
A staňte sa ako on.
This is the way we explain the scripture.
Takto si vysvetľujeme písmo.
Yes, we have children today.
Aj dnes tu máme deti.
And they are models for our behavior.
Sú vzorom, sú príkladom pre naše správanie.
And friends, the Lord Jesus speaks about that in the context of entering the kingdom of heaven.
A Pán Ježiš nám o tom hovorí, aby nás poučil o tom, ako vojsť do nebeského kráľovstva.
It's not only a question of working in the kingdom of heaven.
Tu nie je len o to, ako konať, pracovať v Božom kráľovstve.
Enter and work, there are two different expressions.
Vojsť a pracovať, to sú dve rôzne veci.
And again we have to understand the meaning of those words.
Znova potrebujeme pochopiť význam slova.
Some people understand that this is a question of working the kingdom.
Niektorí ľudia rozmýšľajú o práci v kráľovstve.
No.
Nie.
But of course on this place, yes.
V druhom rade, áno, pravda.
But the way the Lord Jesus says,
ale ako to Pán Ježiš povedal,
the question is about entering.
Otázka, ktorú tu on otvára, je ako vojsť.
You ask the question about being already.
Vy dávate otázku o tom, kto už je.
Who is already inside and who is the greatest?
Kto už je vnútri a je najväčší.
But my question is whether you will enter.
Ale moja otázka je, či tam vôbec vojdeš.
If you ask questions like that,
ak dávaš takéto otázky,
you are outside.
Tak si ešte mimo.
You have to repent.
Musíš robiť pokánie.
Wow. What a blow on the minds of the disciples.
Aký úder na to ich myslenie.
What a shame that I asked this stupid question.
To je trapas, že som položil takúto hlúpu otázku.
Wow. And now those who asked this question, they said, no, I'm sorry.
Tí, čo sa pýtali, si teraz povedali, tak to ma mrzí, že...
But friends, the Lord Jesus continues.
Ale Pán Ježiš pokračuje.
And from verse 5,
a od 5. verša,
now he tells what to do.
Hovorí ďalej, čo robiť.
He answers the question.
Odpovedá na otázku.
And he says, whoever receives.
Hovorí, každý, kto by prijal.
What should we do?
Čo máme robiť?
We should receive people.
Máme prijímať ľudí.
We should be open for the people.
Mali by sme byť otvorení pre ľudí.
Especially for the children.
Zvlášť pre deti.
We do not see that this child went away.
Nečítame si, že by to dieťa bolo odišlo.
It is not the situation when the Lord Jesus said, thank you, boy.
Nie je to tak, že by povedal tomu chlapcovi, tak ďakujem.
Now you can go home.
Môžeš ísť domov?
It's not there.
Nie je to tam.
Still the Lord Jesus speaks about children.
Pán Ježiš ešte stále hovorí o deťoch.
Yes. He used a child first as a model.
Najprv to dieťa vystupovalo ako vzor.
But now.
Ale teraz.
He uses this as an example for evangelism.
Teraz ho použije Pán Ježiš ako príklad, ako ilustráciu pre evangelizáciu.
Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me.
Kto by prijal jedno také dieťa v mojom mene, mňa prijíma.
Can you evangelize people if you never accept their existence?
Môžeš evangelizovať ľudí, ak vôbec neprijmeš, že existujú?
If you do not know that they exist.
Ak nevieš, že existujú.
Can you go to Africa and become a missionary there?
Môžeš ísť do Afriky a byť tam misionár?
If you do not know that there are children or people in Africa.
Ak nevieš, že sú tam deti alebo ľudia v Afrike?
You have to accept the idea.
Musíš prijať tú myšlienku.
There are people.
Sú tam ľudia.
Real people.
Ozajstní ľudia.
Whoever receives one such child.
Kto príjme jedno také dieťa.
Friends, if you study this portion of the Bible carefully.
Keď študujeme tento oddiel písma pozorne.
We read 5 times about one child.
Tak 5 krát tam čítame o jednom dieťati.
It's again grammar.
Znova, to je gramatika.
One. What does it mean one?
Čo znamená jedno?
First of all, it doesn't mean 2, 3, 4. It does not mean many.
To nie je 2 alebo 3 alebo 4, to nie je veľa.
It means one.
To znamená jeden.
Am I correct?
Je to tak?
Of course.
Pravdaže.
One. If the Lord Jesus speaks about something once,
keď Pán Ježiš hovorí o niečom jednom,
it is important.
Je to dôležité.
If he speaks about something twice,
keď hovorí o niečom raz, tak je to dôležité.
It's very important.
Keď o niečom hovorí dvakrát,
very, very important.
Tak je to veľmi dôležité a trikrát to je veľmi,
and
veľmi, veľmi dôležité.
From verses 1 to 14, he speaks about one child 5 times.
V tomto texte po 14. verš 5 krát hovorí o jednom dieťati.
In the first 4 verses he speaks about a child as a model.
V tých prvých 4 veršoch hovorí o dieťati ako o vzore.
But from verse 5 he changes.
Ale od 5. verša sa zmení.
If you use the historical grammatical method.
Ak použiješ historickú gramatickú metódu.
You see that something is changing.
Vidíš, že niečo sa tu mení.
Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me.
Kto príjme jedno takéto dieťa v mojom mene,
and then he continues.
A pokračuje.
But whoever causes one of these little ones, again, second time in one verse we have twice. One of these little ones.
V tom istom verši pokračuje, kto by jednoho z týchto maličkých zviedol.
I can see the Lord Jesus of these little ones.
Viem si predstaviť, ako Pán Ježiš ukazuje prstom takýchto maličkých. To dieťa tam ešte stále stojí.
Again, the word these
Nehovorí o nejakých tam ďaleko, ale hovorí o tomto tu.
It's very important to understand that.
Je veľmi dôležité, aby sme tomu rozumeli.
The child is still here, not there.
To dieťa ešte stále tu, nie tam niekde.
The Lord Jesus has invited the child.
Pán Ježiš to dieťa zavolal.
You know, by studying the scripture like that,
keď takto študujeme písmo,
this is hermeneutical approach.
Toto je hermeneutický prístup.
You know, you understand, this is revealed.
Chápeme to, že toto je zjavené.
Matthew was used by God.
Matúša si Pán Boh použil, Pán Boh jemu zjavil, čo má napísať, prišlo mu to inšpiráciou. Ja to teraz učím. Ja som to prijal vďaka osvieteniu. Lebo som o tom čítal. A niektorí ľudia, keď o tomto čítali, tak videli hodnotu dieťaťa. Boli osvietení tou myšlienkou. A začali trvať hnutie nedeľných škôl. A začali bratské hnutie. Ako Juraj Miller. Videl dieťa. A bolo veľa kresťanov, ktorí zomierali na uliciach. Čo urobil? A čo urobili tí ľudia? Nič nespravili.
But George Miller took those children.
Ale Juraj Miller sa tých detí ujal. Po jednom.
And there were about 2,000 of them.
Až ich bolo okolo 2,000.
Miller, what are you doing?
Miller, čo to robíš?
I am accepting children.
Prijímam deti.
Through illumination.
Ilumináciu, osvietenie.
Yes. And then we have Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Neskôr vzniklo hnutie evangelizácie deťom. Detská misia. Overholzer v Amerike. Ktorý si položil tú otázku, čo robíme v našich zboroch? Prestali sme evangelizovať deťom. Evangelizujeme dospelých. Čítal jednu knihu od Dale Moodyho a od Spurgeona.
They all believe that children can be saved.
Všetci verili, že dieťa môže byť spasené.
But, you know, churches have forgotten about that.
Ale na to cirkvi zabudli.
There's a story about Wildman Moody.
Jeden príbeh o Moodym.
Wildman Moody was American evangelist.
Viete, Dale Moody bol americký evangelista.
We know that with one foot he stepped on Europe.
Ktorý stál jednou nohou v Európe
a
druhou nohou v Amerike
a
zatriasol svet evanjeliom. Jedného dňa po zhromaždení prišiel domov a žena sa pýta, tak ako Dwight, Pán Boh to požehnal? Úžasné. Koľko bolo spasených? 2,5. 2,5?
What does it mean?
To čo znamená?
2,5? Oh, I know.
Aha, už viem.
I had 2 adults and 1 child.
Aha, dvaja dospelí a jedno dieťa.
No.
A on hovorí,
children,
nie.
1 adult.
Dve deti a jeden dospelí.
Oh. 2 children.
Dve deti.
Because when the child is converted,
keď sa dieťa obráti,
his whole life is converted.
Jeho celý život bude obrátený.
All the decisions a child has to make are converted decisions.
Množstvo rozhodnutí, ktoré to dieťa bude robiť, to už budú obrátené rozhodnutia. Ovplyvnené Bibliou. Ak sa obráti dospelý vo veku 50 alebo 60, áno, jeho duša je obrátená. Pôjde do neba. Ale čo jeho život? 50 rokov v čudu. Bez Boha. Duša zachránená. Ale život? Iba kúsok. Životiček. Ten zvyšok. No preto Dale Moody povedal 2,5. Moody to videl. Bolo to osvietením.
And today when I read those people,
keď čítam dnes tých
I'm excited.
Tak som nadšený.
And I use my hermeneutics now.
Používam teraz svoju hermeneutiku.
To confirm it is true or not.
Aby som si potvrdil, je to pravda alebo nie.
And according to this I see.
Podľa tohto textu vidím.
It's not only what Lehman Moody said.
To nie je len niečo, čo Moody
videl. It's not only what George Miller did.
A čo Jura Miller videl a robil.
But it is what the Lord Jesus was teaching.
Ale to je učenie Pána Ježiša.
And I come to the same conclusion.
A prichádzam k tomu istému záveru.
On the basis of hermeneutics.
Na základe hermeneutiky.
And I am ready to put it into practice.
A som pripravený uplatniť to v praxi.
And this is why tomorrow I will be having 5 lectures for the young Polish missionaries.
A preto zajtra budem mať 5 prednášok pre mladých poľských misionárov. Budete sa za mňa modliť?
This is the reason why next Saturday.
A to je dôvod, prečo na budúcu sobotu.
I will go to the camp for children.
Pôjdem na tábor s deťmi.
And I will be sharing the gospel to the children.
A budem hovoriť evanjelium deťom.
In the camp led by my child from the camp.
V tábore, ktorý vedie dieťa z môjho tábora.
Many years ago,
pred mnohými rokmi
a girl came to know the Lord.
Jedno dievča uverilo v Pána.
It was about 25 years ago.
Asi pred 25 rokmi.
And now she leads camps.
A teraz vedie tábory.
And she invited me.
Pozvala ma, aby som prišiel túto sobotu, aby som učil deti. Aká radosť. A priatelia, toto je aplikácia. Rozmýšľame o tých piatich veciach. Zjavenie. Inšpirácia. Iluminácia. Hermeneutika. A aplikácia. Napokon. Pán Ježiš povedal. Choď.
And do likewise.
A rob podobne.
This is application.
Toto je aplikácia.
And this is why we are learning hermeneutics.
A preto sa učíme hermeneutiku.
It is not just to fulfill our minds.
Nie len aby sme naplnili svoju myseľ,
that we should go,
ale aby sme išli,
and that we should be a blessing to the people.
Aby sme boli požehnaním pre ľudí. V mene Pána Ježiša.
Thank you, Lord, for the words you have revealed to us.
Ďakujeme ti, Pane, za slovo, ktoré si nám zjavil.
Thank you for the inspiration process.
Ďakujeme ti za proces inšpirácie.
Thank you that you have illuminated some people.
Ďakujeme, že si osvietil niektorých ľudí.
And thank you for the principles of hermeneutics we have heard about.
A ďakujeme za princípy hermeneutiky, o ktorých sme počuli.
And now we are asking you to make us.
A teraz ťa prosíme, aby si nás urobil súčasťou aplikácie.
In the precious name of the Lord Jesus.
V tom vzácnom mene Pána Ježiša.
Amen.
Amen.